Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Now, y'all remember back in the day, especially us black folk, when the word down low was, you know, popping. Remember in Atlanta, you had them down low brothers who was out there sleeping around with them gay men and them trans, and they was bisexual. I mean, there was even a movie out about it. Remember that? Janet Jackson's husband was sleeping around with dudes and gave her AIDS. Y'all remember that movie? Well, that shit is still going on. So a two-time in bow finally fatally shot trans lover to silence her after girlfriend learned of affair. This happened in New York. A two-time in New Yorker gunned down his transgender lover to silence her from blabbing about their affair after his girlfriend already found out about it. Now, I know some gay guys. I'm cool with them. I have nothing but love for them. But I also know the ones that I knew, the transgenders, they want real men. They don't want no man that's gay. They are liking real men. Well, y'all know what I mean. Like, I don't want nobody to try to cancel me and said I done said some fuck shit, because y'all know how society is today. But sometimes they don't want to be involved with a man that's gay. They want a man that dates women. They're attracted to men like that. So what happened? Daquan Lameek Ritter, 26, is facing the first federal trial over a hate crime based on gender identity for allegedly shooting Pebbles Ladime Doe 3 times in the rural South Carolina town where he spent summers with relatives. So he was from New York. He going down South Carolina for the summer. You know, I'm from Connecticut. So whenever we said we was going to North Carolina for the summer, we always said we was going down south. We was going down south for the summer. Rumors of the affair were swirling around the 8,000 people who lived in Allendale and had already reached Ritter's girlfriend, Alasia Green. Ritter tried to lie, saying Doe was his cousin, but his girlfriend found messages on his phone from an unsaved number that spoke of getting a room. She testified, saying she had a gut feeling they was from Doe. She confronted Ritter and started hurling homophobic slurs, making him extremely upset. Prosecutors argued in court. He then became enraged when he learned that Doe had told one of her friends about their relationship, claimed Ben Garner, an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of South Carolina. He killed her to silence her. So let me tell y'all something. Every time y'all turn around, y'all think somebody gonna be quiet. Transgender people have emotions and feelings first of all, this is hard for me to even do this story because I hate putting the separatism in it. I hate separating transgender, normal, homosexual, gay. I don't like saying those words, so I'm going to have to just switch all of this up. Ritter lured her into driving around the quiet neighborhood in Allendale County. with his distinctive left wrist tattoo caught on body camera footage when Doe was pulled over by police and given a $72 ticket on the day she was killed. 2.5 hours later, Doe's body was found slumped over in the driver's side of the car, parked in a driveway off a secluded road close to where Riddle's uncle lived. Ritter had gone to that house the same night and was acting strangely before asking for a ride. His uncle's ex-girlfriend, Kiara, testified. Okay, all right. So you won't kill this dude? Like, why? Just go be with Doe. Your girlfriend already know. And Doe was beautiful. Like, I'm looking at Doe's picture. Doe was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful skin, beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, eyes, eyebrows looking better than mine. Beautiful. So if your girlfriend, you got, what you get mad for? Why you kill her? What, you was mad because your girlfriend was calling you all kind of homo words? Probably calling you the faggot word and you punk and all of this kind of stuff. Like, admit that you were into men. So admit it and say, yeah, and go be with Doe. Other friends said he seemed on edge following Doe's murder, with one even claiming he saw the suspect empty a book bag into a fire that night and asked him to dispose of a gun. Nobody gonna have to worry about Doe anymore, Ritter said, according to another friend. As rumors of their affair spread, Ritter also told Doe to delete any text messages. The trial heard of messages retrieved by FBI analysis. So let me tell y'all something. When y'all up here thinking that y'all deleting messages and all this other kind of stuff, y'all ain't getting rid of that. It ain't going nowhere. Like, you, I'm looking at pictures of Doe. She beautiful. Pretty hair. Nice body. She pretty. Doe's cousin, Yana Albany, says she'd also pursued Ritter, only cutting it off when the transgender woman told her she was seeing him. So Doe's cousin, Yana, was liking him too. But Doe was like, uh-uh, that's mine, boo. Step back, boo. That belongs to me. I'm seeing him. Ritter turned red and threatened to beat Doe for lying on him. And when Albany broke up with him, the cousin said, Green said Ritter was dirty, smelly, and couldn't stop pacing in the days after the murder. And when she asked him point blank if he had killed Doe, he dropped his head and gave me a little smirk. So he turned red. Now, he bought my complexion, so I guess he could turn red and beat Doe for lying on him. Cause Albany told him what he had said. You, and that's the thing. You knew you was fucking this fucking Doe. You was dealing with Doe. And then you gonna jump up here and beat her because she telling the truth? I wouldn't have fucked with you in the first place. Nah, you not going to do that to me and then think you going we going to get to a, go to a room and get a room and you going to bend me over. Oh, hell nah. But you won't saying that when I was on my knees. I could see her now. You won't saying that when I was on my knees sucking you off. You won't saying this. You won't saying that. One of Ritter's cousins, Jamie Prester, claimed the suspect confessed to the murder when in a car with her son, saying he did it because she refused to delete a photo from her phone. Ritter is charged with a hate crime for the murder of a transgender woman because of her gender identity, using a firearm in connection with the hate crime and obstructing justice. Attorneys have argued that his sexuality and relationship with Doe are not on trial, arguing the jury should only determine whether or not he killed her. Lindsey Vann, one of the defense attorneys, argued Tuesday that no physical evidence points to Ritter as the perpetrator, including gunshot residue, despite the suspect took voluntarily. Any lies that Ritter told investigators were the result of his deep-seated fear of being considered a suspect and adding more fuel to the local gossip about the relationship. Prosecutors don't plan to seek the death penalty, but Ritter could receive multiple life sentences if convicted. See, this right here is what really irritates me. And the reason why it irritates me is because due to the simple fact that he admitted to shooting her and killing her, and then gonna say why. It wasn't a hate crime. And this is the thing that I don't like, okay? It was not a hate crime. Please understand what I'm saying. It was not, and I'm going to say this shit again, it was not a hate crime. This was not a hate crime. It was a crime committed against Pebbles LaDime Doe for telling the truth about sleeping with a person who had a whole girlfriend who was walking around here claiming to be straight but was fucking her, and got mad because he was attracted to her and he fucked her and she told the truth and his girlfriend found out about it. Because if it was a hate crime, he would have never slept with her in the first place. He did it because he got mad because his dirty little secret was coming out that he was attracted to men, that he was doing his thing with men. That is what this is about. How dare they say that this is a hate crime? They calling it the first federal hate crime. They're calling it a hate crime because she was a transgender. And y'all know in today's society, this is what's popping. You know, everybody, if you don't let certain people get married, if you don't do certain things for certain people, they start saying, oh, you are homophobe and you this and you that. People have the right to feel how they want to feel, even those who may not understand the lifestyle of a transgender person. They have the right to feel how they want to feel. And for those to condemn other people for feeling the way they feel and want to turn something in, this dude was wrong. It wasn't no federal hate crime. This dude was mad because he got busted because he got caught sleeping with a man, transgender, whatever. He got caught doing that. And he killed her because he had already beat her, had already made her feel stupid. And so she decided, I'm just going to tell the truth. And then you going to get, and you know what? Kudos for her for being brave enough, even after he beat the shit out of her, for telling the truth. For telling the truth. Like, damn. Let's see what these people got to say about her. This is sad. This is ridiculous. Listen to this.
Gender-based hate crime trial. It involves the death of a transgender person named LaDime Doe, who died in 2019 in Annandale County. Daquan Ritter is one of the two men charged in connection with the case. Our Walker Lawson spent the day at the federal courthouse now. He has details on today's testimony.
Following opening statements this morning, the Department of Justice called four law enforcement witnesses to the stand in what was a busy afternoon. Allendale Sheriff's Office were first on the scene and say Dime was found unresponsive in a vehicle backed into the driveway of an abandoned home in a wooded area of Allendale County. Three bullet casings were found in the vehicle, as well as one high heel shoe. The other was found outside the vehicle near the passenger door. Deputy Stephen Robinson from Allendale County Sheriff's Office testified that hours before Dime's body was found, he'd pulled her over for speeding. A passenger was in the vehicle, but body cam footage didn't show the face due to the seat being reclined. Lawrence Wiggins, now chief of police in the town of Allendale at the time of Dime's death, was the lead case agent investigator for SLED. Wiggins testified that he examined the body camera footage, noting the jeans and the tattoos of the individual in the passenger seat were distinctive. He then went to the residence of Daquan Ritter's grandmother, where Ritter's provided a written statement and did a Q&A, claiming that he had seen Dime with a friend named Paris earlier in the evening. He only got in the back seat passenger side of the car for a little and then left. In the hour-long footage, agents asked Ritter to provide them with the clothes. In the almost hour-long footage, agents asked Ritter to provide them with the clothes he was wearing earlier in the day. He brought them to SLED agents, but they said the jeans didn't look the same as the ones in the body camera footage, but the tattoos matched. Wiggins said they obtained a warrant to search his grandmother's residence on the 5th for the clothes, but they did not find them. In cross-examination, the defense pushed back on Wiggins about the timeline and how they got Ritter's name. Court ended with cross-examination of Wiggins. He will take the stand again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Walker Lawson, News 19, WLTX.
Man, man, man. Now you got Justice for Black Transgender Woman. You got all of these articles coming up. I mean, I can understand how the transgender community can be really, really upset. I totally get it. Like, I understand that. But at the same time, you know, this is crazy. So we're going to go to this part.
You are a waste of breath. And when you die, you go to hell. I hope you rot.
See you there.
No, hey.
Go back to Tennessee,
no,
too.
What do I tell
go
you?
Go back to Tennessee, too.
You can.
We don't want you here.
Oh,
all
I
your race, hate, and bullshit.
Why?
We ain't going to be mayor either.
My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.